This is BBC Radio Ulster.
Tonight, can the brushstrokes of cartoonists reveal the truth in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict? Jackie Fullerton on meeting the people from here who've made it in the USA, and the app and the Armagh-based writer in a digital book deal. Good evening, you're very welcome to Arts Extra on Monday evening with me, Marie-Louise Muir. Now, Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Pat Oliphant has been described by the New York Times as the most influential cartoonist now working. And now a new cartoon of his is on show in Belfast and later this week Derry in an exhibition called Cartoons in Conflict, invited by the Parents Circle, a group of bereaved Palestinian and Israeli families. Oliphant and other international cartoonists drew their impressions of the conflict. The event is being hosted here by Community Dialogue. Well, earlier I met two of the Parents Circle, CM Abu Awad and Robbie Damelin, and Robbie explained how she came up with the idea for the exhibition.
This is a cartoon exhibition, but it's with a twist. You see, initially we are the Parents Circle Families Forum, and we are an organization of more than 500 families of Palestinians and Israelis who've all lost an immediate family member in the conflict. And our long-term vision is to create a reconciliation framework to be in place for when political agreements are signed. And so we do, all the work that we do on the ground is created to draw attention to a message of reconciliation, to draw attention to the fact that we cannot continue to demonize each other. And so we have many projects that have to do with art. With this exhibition, we thought it would be cartooning for reconciliation. But cartoonists are too cynical. So it turned out to be cartooning in conflict, which is fine. And one of the extraordinary things that happened, whoever I wrote to all over the world, and there are more than 30-something cartoonists here, and they are the most famous cartoonists in the world. Some of them are Pulitzer Prize winners. And nobody said no. And the only cartoonist who said no was Iranian, because it was too dangerous. But he wished us luck. And the lesson behind that is really that actually everybody wants to do something to create a peaceful situation. They just don't know what to do. You have to ask them.
Siam, let's talk about some of the cartoons. When you first saw them, what would be one of your favorites?
This one? As a mother, as a Palestinian mother, and because part of my work in the parent circle with the woman group is this picture. As you see, the taste of our tears is the same.
It shows two women, one Palestinian, one Israeli. It's been done by Lisa Donnelly from the United States, and both are holding hands and both crying.
Yes. She's the cartoonist from The New Yorker. She's very well known.
And if you be in one of our meetings, I mean the woman from Palestine and the woman from Israel, you will discover that this is the reality now between us.
There are many, Robbie, different artists. We've mentioned one artist from Australia, one from the US. But there are also, I notice, just behind you there, a cartoonist from China. There's also cartoonists from Mexico. There's cartoonists from Russia. So each of the cartoonists that you asked to take part in this wouldn't necessarily be dealing with the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. They're also looking at the conflict within their own...
Certainly. And what's really interesting is not so much only the cartoons, it's the drawing. If you look at the Chinese, look at the detail in that cartoon, and then to go to Japan, there's a very, very well-known cartoonist called Norio. And you see, this is a soldier throwing away his weapon and trying to catch a golden egg. And next to him, it's really quite, I put them together, is the Palestinian artist, who is Bukhari. And he shows this wounded bird with an army jacket on and a helmet with an olive branch in his mouth. And you know, this is the way he sees it. And then next to him is the Belgian interpretation of an Israeli digging a grave and a Palestinian digging a grave and saying, this is how we share the land.
That's incredibly powerful.
Yes,
there.
But there are also people who are funny. Let's look at the funny ones, because otherwise you're going to be so depressed. And I think you can say so much with humor as well, you know? I love this one. It's done by a South African artist called Zapiro, who's a very, very famous artist because he was, in the time of the anti-apartheid movement, arrested many times, and even today he's very critical. And so it shows a thief somewhere saying, hold it, and then an Israeli soldier with a tank and a Palestinian throwing a stone saying, hang on, and then a Sikh and Pakistan and India saying, wait, and then go, you know, and this universal football combination of football. You know, I love that cartoon, and my favorite funny is over here. Firstly, I like this one from Germany, which says, I hate fundamentalism on holidays, with all the religions together. And I love this one. This is the Israeli cartoonist. He actually is the person who gave me all the addresses of all the cartoonists in the world. And he's really, really well known. And what he says in Hebrew is, Ani ima sheli levana ve'aba sheli shachor. And the other zebra says, yes, ve'ani bidyuk ahefech, and I'm the complete opposite. So my mother's white and my father's black, you know, do I have to say. But here's the favorite, and that is Jim Moran, and he's a Pulitzer Prize winner from the Miami Herald. And it shows a Palestinian and an Israeli throwing stones at each other and saying, I've lost track, am I retaliating or initiating? I love that.
Yeah. So the fight has gone on for so long, they don't know who's doing it.
Nobody knows why or what for.
Siam, from your point of view, what do you hope an exhibition like this will achieve?
I would like from this cartoon to show the whole world what we try since ages to show to the whole people and to tell them that we are exist, we are suffering, we are dying there. So maybe the cartoon will teach you something about us.
CM Abu Awad, and before that, Robbie Damelin speaking to me earlier. Cartooning into Conflict is at Farset International tonight until 8 o'clock and tomorrow 10:30 a.m. to 5. It's a limited exhibition. I'm going to move to Derry then, where it will be on show Wednesday and Thursday at The Junction on Bishop Street.